the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
So, I'm a little confused here, because I kind of don't know what's going on. So, I'm going to assume that I'm going to be flying a little solo tonight. I mean, which is fine. It's all good. I know what's going on here, but it's whatever. So, welcome to episode 34 of Freaks, Nothing Geeks here on Rant EM Radio. I am your host, Rage, joined by the producer of this show and the head man of Rant EM Radio, that would be Double A.
You're not flying solo.
So who is this? So who is this fella?
I'm your new co-host, Rage.
Really?
Really.
I don't know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
But Lee in a huff, you know, I guess is aggravated with you and waited till like 5 minutes ago to send me a message saying he ain't doing the show. He's pretty much, he's had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is I, the surfer, filling in for Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to, I'm going to try to do some damage control while you two are doing your thing. But yeah, I think I, Lee just, for Lee to abruptly do this means that, I don't know, he's aggravated with you about something. Or aggravated in general.
I know what he's aggravated for.
What is he aggravated for?
Okay, so remember you told me to do a Craigslist thing last week?
Uh-huh.
So, in a joke, I actually did one for Lee, but didn't publish it.
That's not funny.
But I didn't publish it.
Don't you know there's a Craigslist killer out there?
Craigslist killer, but the thing is, it's not published. It's not online.
You could put in that boy's life, and you could be messing with his life.
Well, look, I didn't publish it, and if he's still upset about it because he didn't answer any call today, which is it's fine. But if he's upset,
I'm your new best friend.
I would assume so. God help us all.
Well, I'm here. I'm a professional. I'm here to work. You know, are we cool? We gonna get along?
That's up to you.
I just asked you a question,
and I answered it back.
Don't. I'm here. I'm ready to do it.
You're ready to do this.
Yes, you know.
You've been trying to get on this show for the friggin'.
I've been on the show already. Okay.
Yeah, but we
and apparently you've chased off your co-host. So.
It was all. I was only joking, but it's cool. It's fine. It's fine. I guess, but
you know, I'm gonna give you a compliment, Rage. Okay.
What?
I'm gonna give you a compliment. Okay.
What?
You're nice and sexy with that bald head, man. A lot better than the orange blooming onion you had on your head.
First of all, I liked my orange hair. I fucking adored my orange hair.
Honestly, man, I wish I had.
But I cut it off for a reason.
I wish I could just had some Vaseline to rub in my hands and go. All
right. Well, I liked my orange hair. I adored my orange hair, but
so
I cut it for.
What happened then? Why'd you cut it off?
Because at work, and by when I say I. But when I start this, don't assume anything. Just let me.
Yeah, you know what happens when you assume. Okay, go ahead.
So I was at work, and what my job likes to do, which I find very annoying.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Like to. Don't tell me somebody came and put gum in your hair.
No, no,
they like, don't. What, they like no. To make sure that you, the employees are working.
No, 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 no. Just hear me out, please. So what my job likes to do, which I find annoying, is they like to put me in different positions that aren't necessarily my job, because the people who have that job necessarily don't want to do that job, right? So I basically gotta be a fucking superhero and, you know, do this job and that job and that job. So I was at the ticket counter, right? And basically the job was I had to move the bag from the counter to a belt, which was like, you know, like a, you know, like one of those moving belts thing, two feet away. Because, you know, the pilots are, because you, not the pilots, but the, you know, the ticket agents, they're incredibly fucking lazy and they don't want to do it. So they pay other people to do it.
No, that's not their job.
But still, it's laziness, but whatever. So they pay people to do it. So, of course, I had to do it. So I didn't have a hood on and anything. My hair was out. You know, I wore my company shirt, company pants, you know, just the regular get up. And my manager comes. Now, folks, keep in mind, like, I had my hair in a different array of colors. If you can remember, I had pink hair, I had green hair. So it wasn't a problem at all. But all of a sudden, I changed my hair to orange. And next thing you know, people are bitching. He's bitching. Everybody else is bitching. And it sucks because it's like, these same people who are bitching about my hair will always call me to do something for them. And it's like, I gotta do something that isn't necessarily my job, but I gotta do it for them. I don't ask any questions, I just do it.
So,
You know, you do have to have a professional image when you're working behind the counter.
But still, I don't have but still. It wasn't a problem before, so why is it a problem now?
Maybe they just maybe their superiors were told, "Hey, you why is this guy with you know, different color hair?"
Yeah, and he told me that. But then I have to ask this, but I have to answer this to him. I have to ask this. So, it's a problem if I have orange hair, right? So, I see a woman.
Did we not tell you that this was going to be a problem?
Can I finish my story, please?
But just answer that question first. Did we not tell you that this might be a problem?
I don't know. Did you?
Yes, we did.
Whatever. Can I tell my story, please?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So, I asked the guy, while you're worrying about my hair, I might be out of a job by the end of next month, because, you know, you guys lost the contract with American Airlines, which means everybody's going to be out of a job. So how is this not the main concern? If he says, oh, you'll have a job, don't worry, it's just the hair, and it's like, okay, so I'll cut my hair. And if I don't have a job by then and next month, me and you are going to have a discussion, because you are promising me that I will not lose a job, and I intend to.
Wait a minute, hold on. You threaten a superior? No, wait a minute. You
double A.
Hold it.
Before you open,
you gave an ultimatum to a superior.
Yeah, I did.
So you basically said a man who could fire you, no matter what, doesn't have to have a reason to fire you. You said, if you fire me, we're going to have a problem.
No, it's not. I didn't mean it like that. We're going to, like, we have to talk. It's like this, like, you're telling me to do something for you. And you're giving me your word, and it's like, as a man, I don't care what your title is.
Do you think that? And what are you going to do if he throws you out? What are you going to do, Rage?
I'm going to the union.
And what is that going to do?
Take care of my issues, but still, like,
well,
I
what
was
issues?
Saying, I can have,
you had hair that was not professional.
Oh, bro, not professional. Whatever, dude. So let me get this straight. So my orange hair isn't professional. So what about every woman I see in there with unnatural red hair, unnatural blonde hair, or unnatural brunette hair? That is that professional?
Red hair is one thing. Brunette and blonde are considered...
No, I see them with, I see people with unnatural colored hair in there. But when I told
blonde
him that, when
and
I asked
brunette,
him that, he said it's easier to tell a man what to do than to tell a woman to tell a woman what to do.
The professional,
which is fine, and I get that. Man. But still, that makes absolutely no sense. It's a bullshit.
It's not to dye his hair every week.
Yes.
I didn't dye my hair every week.
Every other week. Whatever did you change your hair color. Whatever. You change your hair color a million times.
No,
which
I
is not,
did not. You're making it sound like I did it every fucking day.
Okay,
every,
Rage,
no, I didn't.
Rage, we know for a fact your hair has been green. Your hair has been green, blue, red, and orange.
What
that
it,
we,
it
that we know of.
Where
that
the hell
we know
did you get
of.
Blue from?
You've had blue at one time. You've had some blue in your hair at one time.
That's a long time ago, dude.
It doesn't matter. It's a color. You did it anyway.
And here's whatever. The thing, Rage. Okay, you lose. Let's say they lay you off. You lose your job. Your hair will grow back, and you'll have plenty of opportunities to put that fucked up.
You know what,
dude?
You know what? And that's all well and good, and that's fine. But you, but people need to understand why I do it. I don't do it just to piss people off. It's what I'm into. It's what I do. But no, they make it sound like I'm some thug. I'm some fucking hooligan.
No,
I have respect.
You're not a thug,
but that's,
right? It's not
that.
You are.
That's
okay.
The problem. That's the fucking right. problem. With society in the workplace.
It's not.
Nobody can be an individual. Nobody can be a
fucking because
person.
You signed on the dotted line. And in the work... Listen, if you go
I
in the...
Saw, I read that damn guidebook they gave me. It's all bullshit.
But you have to adhere to it.
Yeah, but I can complain if I want to. And, I,
you know what, and you know what? It's going to get your ass fired.
Hey, well, guess what? I didn't get fired. I'm fine. I'm fucking
you gave
secure.
An ultimatum to a superior, dude.
Guess what? And I'm secure. I'm secure. Thank you very much.
Are
sir.
You in the union?
Yes, I am.
The union's not going to defend your right to have different hair color. You know that, right?
Well, guess what? I'm secure.
How? Explain to me. How are you secure? And don't tell me
not,
I
have
just
a choice for where I can work now.
Okay, but Rage, you getting fired?
And
the,
I didn't get
listen,
fired.
Listen,
so
listen
are
to
you,
what.
Are you, like,
listen
are you,
to what.
You,
I, li, before you
do,
open
what,
your mouth.
What are you trying to say?
Listen
do
to what I'm
really
telling you.
Do you want me to be fired?
No, Rage.
Because that's all you've been complaining
you
about for
a,
the last two or so years.
Rage,
that I've had what? So many jobs that I'm letting
if,
myself.
I'm not.
Care,
hey,
I have not
hey
been
Rage.
Anything to you,
Rage?
Instead of doing all this complaining, why don't you just be happy that I have a fucking
would,
job that I'm.
I am happy that you have a job. But the thing I want you to do is keep that job and not be an asshole.
I have it, and I'm secure. Thank you very much for... Thank you.
You know what, Rage? You know what, Rage? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something very straightforward. From me to you. If you lose your job, I could care less if you lose your job, and you come on the air crying and bitching and moaning and complaining that I got fired because of this. Because you know what? I have no pity for you, because here I am. I've been extremely nice to you. I've been giving you advice. I've been telling you how you should... how you need to act when it comes to a professional manner, how you should behave in the workplace, and if you don't want to, and if you don't listen, and if you don't want to listen to me, you don't want to listen to Surfer, you don't want to listen to anybody else on this network, because quite honestly, because you don't, you clearly don't.
I don't.
Listen,
really, I
listen.
Don't?
No, you don't. Because
wow.
I'm telling you, don't listen to us. You
wow.
don't. So guess what? If anything happens to you, if anything happens to you, I have zero. Sympathy for
talk
you.
About
zero.
Wow.
Zero sympathy for you. Period.
Okay.
Because
and
I'm going to tell
you.
You
talk about an
zero.
Assumption. That right there is a way incorrect assumption, but that's okay.
No.
That
oh. Lee would say give, zero fucks would be given.
Let me tell you something. Zero. Prove me wrong where you listen to something I told you.
Watch. Just watch.
Watch? What watch? Just because just you're watch. In the union, you think that's going to tell me anything?
Oh,
I don't
watch.
Care. Rage, oh, if you get
right.
Rage, if you get fired or you don't get fired, I could care less.
All
I don't
right.
care at
all
this
right.
point.
Great. I mean,
but
great.
You but you're not going to come and tell right. me that you have a right to have orange hair in the workplace where it clearly says you can't.
So where? So what? Okay, so what? So how is it every other...
Every other girl I see in there can have any fucking color hair they want.
Rage.
Explain that. Where's the complaint directed to them?
Are you a girl? Are you changing your
gender? No, I'm not.
Are you Caitlyn
Jenner? No, I'm not. But what the hell difference does it make? But see, you can't answer that question, can you? Because I've asked you guys that like four times.
Of course I can, because it's not normal. It's not. It is not normal for a guy to have orange hair.
So the fuck what?
Okay, Rage, then get fired.
It is not normal for any woman in there to have red or any fucking colored hair possible.
Red can be a natural color.
What? Really?
You've never seen a redhead?
We're not talking ginger red hair. We're talking Rihanna red hair.
Well, Rage, it's not normal for a guy to have orange hair.
Yeah, and it's not normal for a woman to have Rihanna red hair in the workplace.
Rage, why don't you go to work in a dress tomorrow and see if they tell you anything?
Yeah, well maybe I'll do that.
Go. I hope you do. I hope you do. I hope you go to dress to work or go to work tomorrow in a dress, and let's see if you have an easy day. You stupid son of a bitch.
Rage, I want to know. Did you shave it yourself or you went to a barber?
I went to a barber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Shut up, server.
Did you cry? You cried. You did cry. No,
why the fuck would I cry over a haircut?
Did you get a lollipop afterwards?
Oh, shut the fuck up, surfer. How old do you think I am?
I don't know sometimes.
Five. And I'm being generous.
Five? Okay, whatever, dude. Whatever, dude.
I mean, you are absolutely infuriating me
You want to be treated as an adult, and that's fine. You got to act like one. And acting like an adult means not complaining when someone tells you you can't have orange hair.
Yeah.
And then you're bitching because they make you do all... Guess what? Guess what, Rage? That's life. When you get a job, you're...
Fuck, it's not life. Rage. I feel like I should have to do everybody's job, but they don't want to...
Guess what, Rage? Guess what, Rage?
Get another job.
If you don't like it, get another job. The same way you switched jobs. Listen, you said
complaining if you had to do somebody else's job and that person didn't want to do it.
Rage, I'm going to tell you something. Rage, I have been in the same job for 11 years and I do more than what my job title encompasses. That is everybody's job. Everybody has the same problem. They do more than what they're titled to do. That is job. That is life.
If the people that are supposed to do that job don't want to do it, they shouldn't have a fucking job.
Well, that's a different story, Rage. But in the everyday world, when you sign on the dotted line to do whatever career it is you're doing, guess what? There could be unexpected things happen where you're going to have to do things that you're not maybe qualified for, or you're covering for somebody, or you just simply have to take on some extra work, even though it might not be your responsibility. That is life. Hey, Rage, you've got family. You've got nieces and nephews. They're not your kids, but you babysit them once in a while, right?
Okay, that's different.
No, it's not different. They're not your responsibility. They're not your responsibility, right?
Of course, they're my responsibility. How are they your fucking nephew?
How? You don't have to babysit them if you don't want to.
That's my fucking nephew.
You don't have to babysit them if you don't want to, Rage. You could very easily say no. It's not your responsibility. That child is not your responsibility. But you do it, right?
Maybe.
No, you just clearly said you do it, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, same thing.
No, the fuck it is not. But okay.
That's
how you see it.
It's not how I see it. It's the truth. You're doing something. You are not a parent, Rage, yet you sometimes have to play the role of a parent. Do you understand that?
Yeah, sure. I really wish you could see this. Okay. All right.
You, Rage, don't even start. with
don't
me.
Don't even start one.
Don't even start. I wish I could. You could see what I have to. Don't even be. Because let me tell you, the shit that I deal with on a daily basis won't even scratch the surface of you scratching your ass compared to the things you do. Because
we have completely different jobs.
Absolutely. No, Rage totally has. Importance. No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. Because guess what, Rage? I worked retail. I've been in management positions. I've had to run businesses. I've done just about everything you've done, with the exception of working in an airport. The only difference is working in an airport entitles a little bit more physical labor. And that's the only difference between what you've done and what I've done in my life. I've been working a lot longer than you have, Rage. And trust me, I've done everything.
All right. Congratulations. Good for you.
You know what? You worked at the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're going to work on days where a lot of people didn't show up and you had to do other people's jobs, right?
Where a lot of people didn't show up?
Yeah, people don't show up for work and you're shorthanded.
No. I had to do jobs when they decide to let some of their, like, the majority of their force go on vacation. When some of them had to,
okay, people go on vacation to my office and I have to cover for them. That's part number one that we do the same. Go ahead, continue.
I've done jobs for people when they were injured, and I don't mind doing that because they are injured.
I've done that.
But we're talking about people who show up at work and refuse to do the job.
And I've done that.
Wow.
So don't start.
Well, all power to you.
Okay.
In your job at the airport, have you unloaded and loaded planes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so have you ever had to unload a section of the plane by yourself?
Have I ever had to unload a section?
Yes.
Not really.
I had to do that once.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Ray.
757 and unload the cargo by myself and then load it back up by myself.
Guess what? That's you.
Let me ask you something, Rage. Let me ask you something. How come you were so easy to give an ultimatum to your boss? Because in case you're saying, we might have a problem if I lose my job, how come you don't tell them, well, I'm not going to do that, that's not my job? You were quick to give him an ultimatum for one thing, but why don't you give him an ultimatum, that's not my job? Why don't you take that up with the union then? Huh? Go to the union with that problem.
Does that feel like I can deal with it?
Then you know what, Rage? You should be able to deal with living without orange hair. Because let me tell you something, Rage.
And I have, did I? Because as you can see,
you would not be bitching about it now if you were dealing with it.
All right. Well, guess what? I discussed what I went through in my week, so there you go.
You lazy, sorry sack of shit.
Lazy? Lazy? You call me lazy? Why don't you call the motherfuckers that refuse to do the job lazy? How dare you? That's the shit that I fucking can't stand. You want to sit here and call me lazy, but the motherfuckers that refuse to do the job are not? I mean,
Rage.
Seriously, come on, Double A. Really?
Rage?
I'm lazy?
Rage?
But they're not?
Rage?
Why don't you call them lazy? Why aren't you calling them lazy?
Hey, Rage.
Why are you directing the lazy quote at me but not them?
Hey, Rage.
Because they're refusing. You heard the word refuse,
Rage,
right?
Rage, I've had the same job since July of 2004.
All power to you.
Okay? I've worked almost every single day of the year with little time off. Don't start with me when it comes to that
stuff. That's you.
Okay?
That's you.
No, it's not me. It's a majority of humanity.
That's
okay?
You. Just I because don't you're dealing with other people's job that don't
then
want
you know
to
what? Take it up with the union.
All right. Shit.
You want to give an ultimatum to your boss? Don't threaten my job. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem. What the hell is that?
Shit.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow, Surfer? I'm going to call my boss tomorrow. You know,
really?
In my job, Surfer, and I'm talking to Surfer, I'm not talking to you. In my job, you know, if there's a dip in unemployment or if there's a If something happens with the country, like if we go into a recession, there's a drop in real estate or there's a dip in unemployment, it ultimately affects me because I deal with a lot of legal things in the court. If there's not that much unemployment, there are not too many people applying for jobs, which means there's nobody asking for criminal searches. If nobody's buying houses, nobody comes to me to do research on the backgrounds of houses, see if there's mortgages and things like that. So the work goes down. Maybe I should call my boss tomorrow and tell him, listen, hey, if there's a dip in the market and we start losing work left and right, don't come to me and start threatening my job or say you're going to give me a cut in salary because the office is not making money. Don't come to me with that garbage. Otherwise, you and I are going to have a big problem. I'm going to say that first thing tomorrow morning when I get to the office, Surfer, and I'm going to see how well that goes. I'm sure it's going to go swimmingly. In fact, he'll probably
good luck with that.
In fact, he'll probably give me a raise.
That's you. I hope you actually do that too, because I want to hear it.
Do you know what kind of sputum you just emitted from your mouth? I'm curious. Do you ever? Forget about what you do on the air. Do you ever think before you speak?
Yeah, I do.
Because a rational human being would never give an ultimatum to their boss.
Guess what? Right now, if you understood what I'm going through.
Hey, Rage, right now, if you came to me and I was your boss, I'd throw your ass out for threatening me. Period. End of story. I was a manager for many years. I ran retail stores, and if anybody came to me and threatened me like that, they'd be out the door before they had a chance to finish their sentence.
Well, you know what, Double A? My mom just had a car accident, which means she had to get herself a new car, which means she had to deal with court, which means she had to deal with courts, which means she had to pay it, which means that now for a nice lengthy period of time, I have to chip in a little bit more with the
Rage,
bills.
That's your personal life. That has nothing. Hold
stop,
it. Wait a minute.
Stop,
hold it. Hold it.
That's
no,
why.
You stop. You stop. That has. Your personal life has absolutely no bearings on what we're talking about. You
yeah, it does.
Threat. No.
Yeah,
you,
it does.
You
yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. You
yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because I can't afford to lose a job.
Okay, Rage.
I can't.
Do you. So.
And if he can't seem to understand that I can't afford to lose a job.
What? But that's not his problem, Rage. So your personal problems are everybody else's problems.
Pretty much.
Huh? Your personal problems is everybody else's mm-hmm. problems. If you were still working at Burger King, Rage, okay, and this happened, and they fired you, would you tell them, you can't fire me, I got problems at home? What are they going to tell you? I'm sorry, there's the door. Rage, that's life. Whether you want to accept that or not, I don't know, man. You got some weird outlook on the way the world is. Because if you think that this guy is going to give a damn whether or not you got personal problems at home, you're sorely mistaken, man. Nobody gives a shit about what goes on in your house.
All right. Cool.
Nobody gives a damn what goes on in your house. This is not me talking. I'm speaking for the world.
All right.
I'm speaking for the world. I don't. If you lose your job, Rage, well, you know what? You know what? You've proven to me that you don't know how to behave in certain aspects of the real world. And whatever happens to you, you asked for. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to tell you like that. If it's something that you got problems going on at home, well, I feel sorry for you that you're dealing with problems at home. You know what? It happens to everybody. We all deal with problems at home. But if I was your boss and just an everyday stranger, that I hand you your paycheck every week or every other week, and you came to me and you told me this, guess what? I would not give it a second thought. That is the real world, Rage. And if you refuse to accept that, boy, you are jaded.
All right, dude.
You are jaded. Because I'm going to tell you, you ain't the only one in this world with problems.
All right, dude. All right. Cool. You done?
You are unbelievable, man.
All right. Cool. No, cool. No problem. You done? You're good?
unbelievable. I cannot. I don't understand.
He's ready to shut people out.
I don't understand. Rach, and you take this however you want, because at this point I don't care. You've aggravated me so much. I can't believe somebody could be so stupid to do that, to threaten a superior like that. You didn't give an ultimate. You threatened them, Rage. You told them, if I get fired, you and I are going to have a talk. Rage, that is a threat, whether you refuse to accept it or not. That you gave that man, you gave your boss an ultimatum. You better not fire me.
First.
I cannot believe you could be that stupid.
You're constantly saying that I hope I did not get fired.
I hope you don't get fired, Rage, but you know what?
That is clearly not what I said, because you've been saying that now for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, then what did you say, Rage? Did you not say, no. I'm going to tell you what you said. Hold it.
You're misunderstanding the story.
No, I know exactly what you said.
You kept on saying, Rage, for the last 10 minutes
I'm going to repeat what you said. You said, you've got this issue with the contract. I'm worried that I'm going to lose my job. Don't worry, you're not going to lose your job. Don't worry, you're not going to lose your job. And you said, well, if I lose my job, you and I are going to have a talk. That right there is a threat. It's an ultimatum. You don't say that to a supervisor.
So Rage, what are you going to do when she says, okay, Rage, we got to let you go? Then what are you going to do then?
He wants to go to the union.
If the contract is lost and they're letting everybody go, the union ain't going to do shit for you.
I don't understand why you don't acknowledge the fact that you made a very, very, very poor mistake in what you told your superior, what you told your boss or your supervisor or whoever it is. You made it. It's okay if you were to have a general conversation and said that you're concerned about losing your job because the airport lost the contract. That's fine. But the fact that you told him, well, if you're telling me I won't lose my job and I end up losing my job, you and I are going to have a talk? Rage. You've never had an interaction with somebody where you promised them something and they said, all right, I'm keeping you at your word, and if you don't follow through with your promise, you and I are going to have a problem.
Have I never had an interaction like that?
Have you ever had an interaction like that, period, in your life? Then why the hell would you do something like that to somebody else?
Because I keep my promises.
What promises? You're supposed to be an employee, and you're supposed to show up to work. That's your job. That's it. There's no other promises.
R-double-I.
And you're supposed to adhere to the rules. If they told you to shave your hair, guess what, Rage? You got to do it. This is not Rage's playground where Rage can do whatever the hell he wants. You have to follow rules, Rage. You went to school. You're not that out. You're not that far out of school. How do you not know that there are rules in the world? In school, there were rules that you had to follow so you didn't get in trouble. The same applies in the real world. The difference being is that the rules are a little bit different. How do you not know that? The fact that you're being singled out and not the girls, it's because you're a guy and guys don't walk around with orange hair.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit. That shouldn't be, it shouldn't be a fucking problem. Fine,
Rage,
whatever.
You're missing your call. You should go work for the circus if you want to have orange hair.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny, dude. Very funny.
I mean, you're halfway there to being a clown. As
is there anything else? Oh, that's real. That's funny. It's cool. Very classy.
And Matt brings up a good point in the chat room. What's your relationship with your boss?
I don't trust him.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that then? Because if you had a good rapport with your boss and it was something that you could bullshit around about, different story. But because you don't trust him, that should give you even more reason.
I don't trust any boss. That should give you more reason
not to say something like that. If anything, you should be on your toes.
Guess what? I'm fine.
Thanks okay, Rage. Okay.
Thanks for worrying.
You're fine. You're fine. All right.
I'm great. Thanks for worrying.
Okay. You're right, Rage. I worry 24/7. I have sleepless nights because I'm worried whether or not Rage is going to get fired. Guess what, Rage? I've heard that story so many times already over the last couple of years. It's boring.
Okay.
From Burger King to the movie theater to the ad agency. I don't know what other bullshit you've done.
Wait a second. Between this and that, whether you quit, whether you quit, whether you hold it, whether you quit, hold it, hold it, hold it, whether you follow the rules, whether you hold it, hold it, hold it, whether you hold it, 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 hold it
all the jobs you've gone through in 2 years. And I've told you a million times, the more you change jobs, the...
Well,
the
guess what? That's life, isn't it, huh? That's life too, right?
That's and life. Guess what? That's sometimes life, but guess what?
Just you, ain't my fault. Just like it you, ain't my fault.
Did you?
And I couldn't
okay.
sell enough reward cards at AMC to keep that job. When they fucked me over to begin with,
okay,
it wasn't my
so
fault.
So you were fired.
I wasn't the
That's
ad agency,
fine.
And all I made was $140 in commission. But they didn't tell me that when I got in. But that wasn't my fault.
Did you?
But
did, were you?
Still
listen.
Wasn't my fault.
Were you fired?
Stuck me at the dishwasher at Burger King.
Were you fired at the ad agency, or did you quit?
I had to leave because of college.
When did you?
My college schedule
did you
did not coincide.
Did you
with my work
quit,
schedule.
Or
thus
were,
I had to leave.
Were you fired from Burger King, or did you quit?
I didn't quit.
You were fired.
I wasn't fired either.
Then what were you? Are you still? Are you still in
down there?
Are you still?
I had to move. I was 17 years old, which means I was still living with
my mom.
So
you quit.
I had to relocate back to.
You quit. You had to leave. There's nothing
actually,
wrong.
No, I didn't quit. And that's the same thing the unemployment agency tried to say to me, is that I quit. I didn't fucking quit.
Rage.
I asked them for a transfer, and they didn't give it to me.
Okay, Rage, you
they
quit.
Told me, they said they would, and they fucking didn't.
You quit, Rage. The ad agency is not responsible for your employment status. But listen, I don't care at this point whether you quit, you resigned, you were transferred, you were fired. I don't give a damn. My point is that you've had all these jobs, and at the end, you've bitched about every single one for whatever the reason is. Let me tell you something. I have a feeling you're never going to find the perfect job, because here we are. It's 2 years later. What was the first thing you did when this damn show debuted? You started to bitch about the job you got at the airport 3 days after you got it. So don't give me any
have
more.
Have you cleaned airplanes
garbage.
Before AA? Have you?
Rage?
Fuck
I've
me,
cleaned.
God, you're sitting here, you're trying to make me sound like all I do is fucking quit these jobs. No! I try and keep them as long as I possibly
hey,
can.
Hey, Rage!
But you know what? Life gets in the way, and these people constantly fuck you over.
Hey, Rage.
That's not my fucking
hey, Rage.
Fault.
Rage, so you took Jesus. The job. You if the job was that bad, why'd you stay then?
Why did I stay?
Yes.
What?
Why'd you stay if the job was that bad? Because let me tell you something. You were bitching from the moment you walk in the door. You bitched from the minute you walked in the door.
I told them, first of all, I told them what was going on. I said, is there any possible way I can go work in the warehouse or be with another team?
You bitched from the minute.
That's what I said. I told them. If there's any possible way I can be in the warehouse or anything like that,
did you not
they switched
bitch?
Me over to do the expediting job? I didn't ask them for that. They recommended me.
Did
for
you
it.
Not and bitch? Did you not bitch from the day you started working there? Did you not bitch?
I gave it about. Two
no,
weeks.
You gave it a couple of days, Rage, because we have it on tape.
All right.
Well, okay, you gave it a couple of days when you already started bitching, and you've been bitching since then. What you don't understand, and don't give me, have you ever cleaned an airplane? Hey, Rage, have you ever had to clean an entire retail store on your own with nobody, with no help? Have you ever had to clean a restaurant on your own with no help, wash the dishes, mop the floor, vacuum, set all the tables, do all this, then prep and do all that? Guess what, Rage? I didn't do that at 17. I didn't do that at 18. I didn't do that at 25. I did that at 13 years old. So don't give me any garbage about anything of anything about, ugh, you don't know how hard it is to clean planes. Let me tell you something. What I've done in my life doesn't compare to the things you've done in your life in the 15 minutes that you've probably been walking this earth.
Good for you. Good for you.
Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable. The way you bitch and you moan and you complain about everything. Woe is me, woe is the world. And then you complain. You complain when people screw you over. You complain when bad things happen to you. You complain that, how come I don't have any luck? How come that? Guess what, Rage? If you want to live a good life, if you want to be happy in this world, guess what you have to do? You have to take it and you have to make your own happiness. You have to do stuff for yourself and stop relying on
exactly
things.
Fuck I do.
Okay. Really,
exactly,
Rage. How many episodes have you bitched about something that's happened to you?
I fucking make myself happy. That's what I do.
Yeah. So
find ways to make yourself happy because ain't nobody gonna do it for you.
Exactly, Rage. Exactly. I'm not the one that came on here got screwed over by a girlfriend. I didn't come on the air and talk about those things. I'm not the one that said aired all that dirty laundry on the air. Who said everything that happened to him. I'm not the one that had all that stuff happen to me, who let it happen when it was clear as day that you were...
I thought we're an open community here. I thought I could discuss that, but it was a problem, but okay.
It's not that it's you can discuss all you want, Rage, anything you want. The difference is that when things happen to you, when things...
Now that I see it's an
when
issue,
things...
Okay.
No, it's not that it's an issue. You have to understand
that's
that when things... When things happen to you and we're saying, well, Rage... You should have known better. We told you in advance, don't do this. You went and you did it anyway, and you're paying the price for it. There's multiple instances where that has happened. I'm not going to go into detail of what happened with you and that girlfriend, but the story speaks for itself. Other instances where similar things have happened, and we've had private conversations where I'm not going to go into detail because they were private conversations between us off the air about things that you had that you wanted to do in the future and this and that, and we told you no, and yet you're still adamant about doing this and about doing that, and we can tell about you wanting to do whatever you have in your plans in the future. I'm not going to go into detail because I'm not going to reveal what you want, what you had, what we talked about in a private conversation. I won't reveal that on the air. But you had things that you talked about. You wanted to do this and you wanted to do that, and we told you, you know what, Rage? Maybe you shouldn't do it. Rage, I don't know, because you know what? I don't talk to you every day. So I don't know what you're doing in your personal life. But the way that conversation ended, you were not dead set, but you were like, well, you know what, guys, I still want to do it. I'm telling you, hey Rage, you got $20, Rage. Maybe you should put that in the bank. And you say, no, I feel like buying a pair of sneakers. I said, dude, if you're short on cash, maybe you should put in the bank. I'm giving you an example. This is not a real life situation. Maybe you should put that $20 in the bank. No, I'm going to spend the $20 and this and that. Sure enough, you spend the $20, something happens. Guess what? You're broke. You don't have those $20. AA told you not to spend the $20. You don't listen to us. You'd rather listen to whatever is... in your head,
rattling in their head,
and do the complete opposite, and then you want to come on here and you want to bitch and moan, but you don't want us to tell you I told you so. You just want us to come in here, you complain, and tell you, oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's what you want. That's what you ultimately want.
That's what you feel.
That's not what I feel. That's the truth. Ask anybody. What? Ask anybody. Ask anybody within earshot of my voice, ask them, and they're going to tell you the same thing. I'm not shitting on you, Rage. I'm telling you what the real world is like and how it truly is. If you want to continue on like this in your life, and you want to continue on making these very adverse, irrational decisions, like threatening a superior.
You call it threatening, but okay.
you gave an ultimatum to a superior. If you, and you said, that's exactly what I did. Those were your words. He said, yes, I did that. Okay? If you gave an ultimatum to a superior, you are stupider than I thought you were, because no smart thinking human being would ever, ever threaten a superior. Why? They want to keep their job. You threaten them for a stupid reason. You threaten them because they made you cut your hair. You probably didn't even threaten them because of the government contract. No, you threatened them because they made you cut your hair. You say, "Well, I gave." So you honestly believe that you cutting your hair and them retaining you as an employee, even though they lost the government contract, holds equal weight. Holds equal weight, Rage.
Keep throwing around that word threatening, but okay.
You're 22 years old, I'm 33, and you know, Surfer's 49. We all got a much more experience than you. And you refuse to listen to us when the only thing we have is the best interest for you. If you don't want any more advice from us, tell us now, and it'll be done. We won't give you advice anymore. Period. We will let you screw up your life on your own. Tell us now. If that's what you want, we will gladly let you screw up your life on your own if that's what you want.
Keep on saying I don't listen, but I listen.
Rage, prove me wrong then.
I will.
I've been waiting 2 years. How much more do I have to wait?
I will.
Okay, Rage. I hope you do. I hope you prove me wrong at some point. Right. But you know what? I don't want to be in the grave when it happens. So if I got to wait another 70 or 80 years, tell me right now, and we'll end this conversation.
You ain't got to.
Oh, then tell me how much, when are you going to prove me wrong? Are you going to prove me wrong in 5 minutes, or are you going to prove me wrong in 5 months?
Just know that I will.
All right, Rage.
Now that is not that, now I'm dead set on it now. Okay.
Prove me wrong, Rage.
I will.
Prove me wrong that it's okay to go to work the way you were. Prove me wrong.
I will.
Prove me wrong. Give me proof that the union said it's okay for you to go to work with that hair, even though that it's in the rule book.
Okay.
Prove me wrong, Rage. Prove me wrong that threatening your superior with a discussion about losing your job was okay. Prove me wrong, Rage.
I will.
Prove me wrong.
All right. Say no more, sir, because I will. You're good? You're done?
Ridiculous. Now I know why Lee's not here. You take it, sir. I'm done with him.
Lee's not here because I fucked with him too hard. That's
Lee's
why
Lee's not here because life is too short.
That's fucked up. That's cool. It's perfectly cool. I don't fault them for it.
So what's your first story?
So first story that I wanted to bring to your attention comes from, where does this come from? Cranston, Rhode Island. 800-pound man kicked out of hospital for ordering pizza.
Okay.
An 800-pound Cranston, Rhode Island man who was kicked out of a hospital for ordering pizza is now living out of his father's SUV and needs a new home. Stephen Asante, 33 years old, recently spent 80 days in Rhode Island hospital in an effort to get his weight down to 550 pounds. However, Asante said he was kicked out when he ordered a pizza violating his care plan. Rhode Island Hospital did not care to comment.
And so you think they were right or wrong for doing that?
I guess, but it's like, you know, I don't think they should have kicked him out, especially when he didn't really have no other place to go.
Yeah, but if he's eating pizza and he wants to lose weight, pizza, you don't lose weight with pizza.
Yeah, I know, but still, I feel like you should. I mean, I get that he violated the plan. I get that, but still, like, he doesn't have anywhere else to go. Like you heard, the guy's living in his father's SUV now. He doesn't have a home.
You want to take him in?
Where? Where am I going to put him?
Put him in your room.
Not enough space. Definitely not enough space.
Okay. And so you care about this or you don't care about it?
I do care about it.
What about it do you care?
It's fat shaming. Like it's always. Fat-shaming. It's fucking fat shaming. I don't like that.
You don't know what fat shaming is.
Obviously. I know what fat shaming is. Trust me, I know what fat shaming is.
Are you ashamed to be fat?
I'm not ashamed. No, that's not what I'm... Fat shaming is basically people basically who like try to bring shame on the fat people. That's what it is.
You've been fat shamed all your life?
I've been fat shamed a nice large majority of my life. I'm not ashamed to be fat at all.
You feel shameful?
No, why should I? Why should I?
You feel?
Because I don't want to be a twig.
You feel kindred to this 800 pound guy? How the fuck do you allow yourself to get to 800 pounds? none of us is
small. That's fucked up, surfer.
How in
that's
the fucked blue up, surfer. You get to 800 pounds? Okay,
dude, that's fucked up. It doesn't matter how he just got that
matter.
Way.
It matters.
He just got that fucking. He just got that way.
800 pounds is not natural, okay?
I know it's not natural, but it just got that way.
Fucking shamed.
See, that's fucking fat shaming, right? What you're doing right now is fat shaming.
Because I was supposed to be 800 pounds.
Look, not a lot of people are 800 pounds. That don't mean you got to bring shame.
Okay,
upon them.
Okay. You know what? You get the 300 pounds, okay. You start hitting 400, you need to do something about that, okay?
Talk to Big Show.
Big Show's like 7 foot tall. First of all, he's proportioned to his height, okay? How tall is this guy? About 5'2"? Is he shorter than you?
Round about. I mean, I'm like 5'7", 5'8".
Right. Okay. Now, if you got the 400 pounds,
probably, tall, probably like a little taller.
If you got the 400 pounds, would you be okay with that?
Not really.
Okay, then.
But still, like, I feel like we just shouldn't, like, I mean, look, I know that, you know, people of my size, they don't, I mean, they're not, like,
okay, he wanted to lose the weight. I get that. Okay? But then you fucking knock off the pizza, okay? You know, if I ever go over 400 pounds, okay, I'm not every fucking thing, okay, everything.
Surfer, you're not, aren't you like, how much do you weigh, surfer?
That's not important.
How much do you weigh?
I'm swole, okay, I'm buff, okay, that's all you need to know.
Bullshit, know who the fuck you are, surfer, know who you are. You a lying motherfucker, surfer. Why you gotta
say buff? Oh, wait. You can say you're buff, but I can't be buff.
Because I am buff, bitch.
What, mate? Your ass is buff. That's about it.
I am buff, bitch. Yes, I am.
You're a buff, bitch. Okay.
I ain't a buff. I am buff.
Look,
you.
All you gotta know, if I ever tip 400 pounds, that is it.
Are you? Dude, look.
Listen, surf. I'm on a diet of leaves and water, okay?
Surf, I will never forget the day I fucking met you as long as I live. Okay. You are not...
You just gotta know...
You, sir, are tipping 400
pounds. I am not... First of all, I'm not tipping 400 pounds, okay?
Yes,
and besides, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm not 5'7".
6 feet tall. You weren't that... Well, you know what? You probably are. Because I'm like 5'8". Yeah, you're probably like a few inches taller than me. Like a few. But still, like... You ain't got to shame the guy. We ain't gotta shame the guy, and he definitely shouldn't have been kicked out the hospital, especially when he didn't.
You know, he could call the Biggest Loser.
Huh?
He could call the Biggest Loser and they could help him.
Fuck those bullies. They're bullies.
They ain't bullies, they make people lose weight. If he could lose the weight on his own, he wouldn't be in a hospital, would he?
They're complete fucking bullies.
You should go on the Biggest Loser.
I refuse to go on that show.
You would be very.
And I actually thought, and I really thought about going on when I was like a few years ago, but no, I'm not going on that show because.
Yeah, because they would tell you what to do.
The trainers are, no, because the trainers are complete fucking bullies.
And you would sit there and go, "You can't tell me what to do."
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, but the trainers are literally are complete bullies, including Jillian Michaels. She is a bully, and she's a horrible trainer.
She's in shape, though.
I don't give a fuck about her shape. She's a bully.
Oh, you can't take a little...
And a grade A fat shamer.
Okay, well, you know. Shit. You don't... All right, what's the next story?
So have you seen... No, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen the video, but... The Alpha Tau Omega... fraternity in Indiana University is under fire tonight. They have been suspended following a hazing incident which shows them performing oral sex on a stripper. I'm going to link the video to you. Give me a second. I think it's pretty fucked up.
And so you think, what, they shouldn't be suspended? Or they shouldn't have had them...
Honestly, I'm sort of in between on this because this is exactly why I don't want to join frats. This is why I don't like fraternities.
No. Then no, why is it a story then?
Because of the video. Because of just what they're making people do now. Fucking, like, this is amazing. Like, they get. You're okay, like, to join a fraternity, you're asking. Your pledgers to fucking eat some random chick's pussy.
You know you'd have jumped on in a second.
Yeah, I would have, but yeah. I wouldn't join in that fraternity.
Guess you would. You'd have found out about that. You'd be the next in line.
Yeah, I'll get in there, but then I'll fucking burn the jacket once they give it to me. I don't want to join a fraternity. Fraternities are full of like. And I shouldn't say that, because people will get angry.
Okay, well, you know, fraternity's not for everyone. It wasn't for me. That's why I didn't join one. I knew better in college. I knew that shit wasn't for me, so I didn't even think about joining. Is this a white fraternity, black, or a mix?
I think it's mixed. I'm not too sure. I didn't really give it a good look for that. But.
Okay, let me turn the volume down.
Looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You want me to turn the volume up?
If you want to, shit.
Godfathers cheer him on, and the video may now have the fraternity in hot water. A post to Reddit claimed that it was the Indiana University's Alpha Tau Omega fraternity. In the video, a pledge is seen lying on a mattress with a stripper who appears to be holding his head down. Alpha Tau Omega has been suspended after this video.
Okay, well, I could, you know, I'm not supposed to be having hookers on campus, first of all. You know, if somebody got some kind of VD, then what?
Especially that.
You know what the purpose of hazing rituals are for?
I guess it's to test like the courage of one pledger. I honestly don't know.
No, it's to create your loyalty because they put you in shaming situations they can hold over your head. Okay,
I just find it to be stupid. It really is, And they go through, and they like they do the lowest of like the really low shit to get into this fraternity. Like eat dog food, don't wash, Just stupid shit.
All right, don't not washing. Come on, you probably don't wash.
No, your, I've heard that. Shit.
Don't wash your ass probably half the time anyway. So what's the big deal about that?
For real. So you just think that just get up in the
I didn't morning. Say it. I'm not calling you dirty. I just said you probably don't wash.
Just, that's what you just.
I said you probably don't wash your ass half the time anyway. I mean,
you think I'm dirty? Is what you think? You think I'd get up in the morning, throw some clothes on, and just waltz out the house? Don't put deodorant on. Don't get in the shower. Don't brush my teeth. Don't do none of that, huh? That's what you think, huh? That's what everybody on this network thinks.
I'm not saying that's something you do all the time, but don't say you haven't done it.
No, I do it every day, sir. You know, that's why because that's why the chicks dig rage.
So in the dog food, you know you're gonna eat a little dog food.
I'm not eating dog food.
You know you'll try some Alpo.
I'm not eating dog food.
Some kibbles and bits.
I'm not eating dog food. Not eating dog food, dude.
You sure?
No, I'm not. Why?
Dumbway, you got that good times clip with the dog food?
No. I'm still aggravated.
You see that? You about to make Double A quit. Next week is just gonna be me and you.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So what would you do to join a fraternity since you brought it up?
I wouldn't do shit to join a fraternity because I don't want to join a fraternity.
What's your next story?
I don't want to. There's no points in fraternities. It just isn't. But anyway, this next story comes from Ohio. I think Youngstown, Ohio. Yeah, Youngstown, Ohio. Police in Ohio said that they were called to a house by a man who complained that he had gotten too high from smoking marijuana, found himself lying on the floor surrounded by snacks. The Youngstown Vindicator reports that the Austintown Township Police found a 22-year-old man curled in a fetal position on the floor last night, groaning and surrounded by Doritos, Goldfish crackers, and Chips Ahoy cookies. The newspaper reports the man told officers he could not feel his hands. Officers found a glass jar of marijuana and paraphernalia in the man's car after he had gave them the keys. The man refused medical treatment. So far, he has not been charged with the crime. Problem that I have with this is that he did not smoke normal marijuana. He smoked synthetic marijuana. There's a difference.
Of course.
Huge difference. Synthetic marijuana actually really kills people. That's like...
You've had synthetic marijuana?
No, I haven't, but I know people that have smoked synthetic marijuana, and they are fucked up beyond belief.
And what is it made? What is synthetic marijuana made from?
Synthetic marijuana?
Yes.
I honestly... You know what? Let's look up on that. Let's do that. Because I haven't really looked up a lot on that. Synthetic weed. Synthetic cannabis. Sold under many names such as K2 or Spice. Refers to a wide variety of herbal mixtures that produce experiences similar to marijuana or cannabis that are marketed as safe. Legal alternatives to that drug. It doesn't say what they're made from. Yeah, it doesn't say what they're made from.
But you know,
yes. Here it is. Something. No, never mind. It's not a. But yeah, go ahead. What was you saying?
So you know for sure it's synthetic.
I know. Yeah, it is synthetic. It's like it's fake weed. Let's put it that way.
So that's weed. They're reporting in the story that he had synthetic weed.
Yeah, it's fake weed.
And where'd he buy it from? Like his dope dealer cheated him or something?
No, wait. synthetic weed is not usually purchased by dealers. Usually, and I've seen this in stores, like corner stores around my block. They say they sometimes sell them in bodegas, and I mean
it's legal.
It's kind of legal, kind of.
I don't see how it could be legal if it'll fuck you up like that.
It says here, for several years, spice mixtures have been easy to purchase in head shops and gas stations via the internet. So, if they're selling it that way, I guess there's not much of a, like, there's not much of, like, you know, a big hoo-ha about it.
You know, you live in Jersey, they have medical marijuana now, don't they?
No, they don't.
I thought they passed the law for medical marijuana.
No medical or...
Are you sure? I thought I saw that. Because I was about to say, maybe you should get your doctor a prescription. Because you could use...
Check. But I'm not... Knowing Chris Christie.
Well, that fat motherfucker got nothing to do with it.
Well, he's the main...
He told him. They can
overrun it. He's one of the main reasons why it's not... legal here. He's been a big, like, you know.
Oh, you know that fat motherfucker had to have something in his system, because you don't get that big from not having the munchies.
No, because he uses his money. He uses our tax money on his fucking food.
Yeah, but before he had tax money, how you think he got so big? Having the munchies?
No. It's because he's a fat fuck with money. Our money. Oh, so they do. Oh, they do have a medical marijuana program in New Jersey. I didn't know that.
Rage. You're on your way. You're on your way.
To what?
Get yourself a doctor to write you a prescription for some medical marijuana. You should be all right.
What disease do I have?
What?
What disease do I have?
Dumbass disease.
I was just going to say that.
That's funny.
Stupidity.
That's funny. You know what? Whatever gets me close to some legal weed is fine with me.
What's your favorite food with weed?
What's my favorite food with weed?
Yes. What do you get the munchies for?
Damn, that's
Cheetos, hard. Doritos?
No. I look for food, not snacks, but... I would say like
Papa burgers. John's?
No, I would say burgers.
Burgers?
Yeah. I always
You smoke a little weed, then you eat a black burger?
No, I'm not eating that Halloween shit. No, I'm not eating that Halloween shit. I've thought about it, but no, I can't. Looking at that thing.
If you thought about it, then you can.
I could, but I don't want to. That shit looks looks deadly.
Somebody treats you to it, you eat it.
No, that shit looks lethal. Like, I'm not touching that shit.
Tasty.
Why don't you take four for the team and eat one? See if it turns your shit green.
All right, I don't eat Whoppers.
You don't eat Whoppers?
No, I don't.
Really? What burgers do you eat?
I just eat plain burgers. I don't like cheese on it. I don't like ruffage. Like, I just like meat and bun and ketchup.
That's
Yeah, I know. I'm like that.
That's depressing. Very depressing.
You're depressing. Let's break. You
know, I'm depressing, double A?
Yes.
You know what? I tell you what. You know what I like on my hamburger?
What?
A second piece of beef.
You're fucking greedy as shit. You're so greedy, dude. All right. Next story.
Let's break.
Let's take a break. Because... That way he needs to calm down. He needs to cool off.
Let's take a nice little intermission. We'll be right back, folks.
And welcome back, everybody, to episode 34 of Freaks, Nephew, Geeks here on Rants EM Radio. I am your host again, Rage, joined by the producer, Double A, the one they call Silver Surfer, and I guess Lee.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Double A?
Awesome. Absolutely just awesome.
What's going on, Surfer?
I submit to you, Lee. Okay? You're the better man than me. I'm going to admit that on the air right now. Okay?
You know what I feel like, the Surfer? I feel like that mother who's had enough, and she decides she's not doing laundry for a week, and she's not going to cook or clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else around the house feel it.
No, you know how I feel like? That mother on Good Times that slapped her son, the guy who shot JJ.
Oh, damn.
That's how I feel.
I just sat back. I think Echelon put it the best. He said Lee's sitting home laughing his ass off. That shit was funny.
So I'm just going to assume every phone call just went to, just got ignored, right?
Say it again?
I'm going to assume every phone call just went ignored, right? Every single one.
What phone call are you talking about?
Okay, never mind. That's all
what I need. What are you talking about, Reach?
Nothing. Never mind. That's all I need to know.
What are you talking about, Reach?
I said every phone call that I've sent, whatever, has been ignored, right?
I didn't need to assume that. I didn't need you to repeat yourself. I said, what are you talking about? So elaborate. Don't repeat.
I called today.
You called who?
You.
Okay, let me check my files. I mean, damn, you sound like some dude that's like after his lady or something. I called.
If they were being ignored, that's fine. It's all good. It's cool.
Don't you know your ass need to be where you should be when he calls? Okay.
The Rage want me to. I mean, this nerd goes.
No. I just called because I just wanted to call. That's all. And if they were being ignored, then that's perfectly fine.
It's this beckoning call.
Beckoning call, okay, Lee.
Motherfucker. This bitch. You hear him? You almost some other shit today. Little fiasco that took place early, and now you call me out and answer the phone?
First of all.
Can I ask you a question? What time did you call me?
11:01, 10:27.
Wait, what time?
11:27 a.m.
You said a.m.
I said 11:27 a.m.
So you called me when I was at work?
9 p.m.
Was it an emergency?
I just wanted to call and check in, because you know I care.
Did you text me or did you just call me?
I called.
Oh, so you called me on my job just to check in. You didn't send me a text message or anything like that. You just called.
I couldn't really do a whole lot of texting today. Today was busy.
You took time to place a call.
He's busy. He couldn't text, but he could call.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you called me at work.
All right.
And what was the emergency? Did you just check it in?
There was no emergency.
Didn't I talk to you earlier this week?
No.
When's the last time we talked? Wasn't it like late last week?
Yeah, last week after the show.
Oh, I kind of last week.
It's fine. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool.
You brought it up, so I don't believe that. I kind of feel like you want to build on it. So what?
No.
How did you call?
No. Just. Let it be.
I mean, Double A, I've called you before with some important stuff. I mean, I've contacted you before with some important stuff, but has it ever been a phone call?
No.
I usually text and wait for a response.
Right.
I mean, even when Dusty passed away, I mean, Double A was doing something I want to hear, but it was still text. I mean, Did you leave a message, voice message?
No,
I didn't just check my messages.
No, I didn't leave a message. So.
Okay, well, anywho, thank y'all for having me on. You know, I didn't know at first. I thought I was gonna double A server. Thank you so much. I didn't know. I don't know. It's just some shit going on. I'm trying to figure it all out. I'm trying to get it all. Wow. Interesting radio. So, I don't want to go back on what y'all were talking about, but I just want to say that, like, I've been managing since I was, well, I managed at a point when I wasn't supposed to manage because, like, they liked the way I work, but this was during a time when you carried around. I wonder if people still carry around those work permits, like those little pieces of paper you had to fill out when you were. I don't know if that's a state to state thing, but. And, you know, I was managing when I was 17. I wasn't supposed to, like, lock that store down and all that because I was a minor. But I do know that on most jobs that I've been to, except when I worked at a few, they do have a handbook. And they do. You do sign off on it, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Rage, I got to ask you, this picture you posted in Freaks and Geeks, what is that fucking supposed to
be? Oh, that bloodbath?
Yeah.
I just found that on a website, and I just looked at it.
You got off on it.
No, I just looked at it in awe. And I felt sorry for the woman.
You felt aroused. Come on now.
No, yeah. I wasn't.
But that's
I felt,
nasty.
No, I felt sorry for the woman that's below him. You don't see the face?
Well, one day that'll be you, and somebody will feel sorry about the woman under you.
Calling me fat?
I'm just saying.
Damn.
Calling me fat?
I didn't say you fat. Just say one
are
day
you,
that'll,
are
that'll
you calling, are
somebody
you,
will feel sorry for the woman under
you.
Mean, so.
Are you calling me? Oh God! Wow. Okay, I totally see where this is going now. But
hey, you know, there's probably somebody felt sorry for the woman that was under me at one time. So,
shit!
You know, you're
you
like
know what?
You're like fucking 400 pounds, and I'm just like a measly 310.
Can I ask you a question?
A lightweight.
What was the deal with Christopher Columbus Day this year? Why was ever? I completely despise Columbus Day, but I want to know why this year it seems like it was mentioned more than usual. Like everybody was talking about, do we have off Christopher Columbus Day? And I think some schools were actually closed, and I'm just trying to figure out like some places were closed.
Pockets of the country were closed and things like that.
Well, you know, Columbus Day was kind of fading as a holiday.
Yeah.
And then now some people want to bring it back, and everybody's like, hold the fuck up. This guy was a fucking rapist and a murderer and a fucking blight on humanity. And
didn't
discover shit because there was already people living here. So how did
that's the shit. That's the shit right there. That's the shit. And there was a video done about that once. It's like, God. And you know I got to come in here and just be. It was this video that was done. What's the video series that's done by like those students? It's called Students. I forget what it's called. Or college something. Somebody in the chat knows what it's called. College Humor, maybe? I'm thinking maybe that's popped up.
College Humor,
yeah, okay.
So I wish I found that skit. And matter of fact, I'm going to look for it. So basically, what it was talking about was I think this guy went to a bar. It was a black guy and a white guy went to the bar. And he was like, oh, I don't want to misquote how the whole thing went. And he was like, how do you like this place? And he was like, oh, I'm glad I discovered it. And he was like, wait, you didn't discover it. I mean, it was already here. He was like, no, I didn't know it was here. And now I know I discovered it. Right? So, oh, I found it. Let's see if it's called Columbusing. This came out some years ago. And it was like, it's called Columbusing. And it was on College Humor. Let me see if I can get it to AA. Wait a minute. And see if we can listen to it. Let's see if that works.
I'm all for getting rid of Columbus Day.
Yeah, man. Let me see if I can. All right, that's
hey,
just playing.
Hey,
what's
going on? Thanks for meeting me.
Yeah, no problem. I love this place.
Yeah, I just discovered it.
You didn't discover it. You know, I come here all the time.
Sure, I did.
No, people have been here before you, so you didn't discover it.
Oh, yes, sorry. I didn't discover it.
Right.
Columbus did.
You what?
I Columbus did. I discovered it for white people.
You can't discover someplace that people have already been to first.
Yes, I can. That's exactly what Columbus did. Columbus, Columbus America, and I Columbus this bar. Oh, hey, guys, what's up?
Yo.
Who are they?
White people. I told everyone I know about this cool new bar.
Dude, this place is not new, okay? It's been here since 1935. It's on the wall.
But it was Columbus in 2014.
Just unearthed a hidden gem. Hashtag Columbus. Hashtag I discovered Bed-Stuy. Dude, my parents live in Bed-Stuy. You did not discover Bed-Stuy. You can't say that.
Look, Columbusing is just a part of life. Like, for example, off the top of your head, who twerks?
Miley Cyrus.
Shit. See, Miley Cyrus, Columbus twerking.
Yeah, but that's not fair because the Ying Yang Twins had a song about twerking like 14
Look,
years ago.
Nobody said Columbusing was fair. I mean, just ask the Native Americans. Or Mary Lambert, the lesbian songwriter whose gay rights anthem didn't get popular until it was remixed by a straight dude. Macklemore, Columbus, same-sex marriage, just like Gwyneth Paltrow, Columbus Eastern Medicine, College Humor, Columbus Basic Bitches.
And Sublime Columbus Reggae. I get it. Is there such thing as reverse Columbusing? Could somebody Columbus something from white culture?
It's impossible. White people are too good at taking credit for stuff.
What if I Columbus hummus?
Already Columbus from the Middle East by health-conscious whiteies.
Zumba class.
Columbus from Columbia by every white mom.
Boat shoes.
Practically moccasins, which we Columbus from the Native Americans, among other things.
What if I Columbus peacoats?
Well, you can't Columbus peacoats because you can't.
Yes,
you can.
I Columbus.
You can't because it's not fair. I've been wearing peacoats since long before I discovered Bed-Stuy.
Hey guys, how about we try this brand new trend?
Not new.
Come on, let's go to the outlets.
No one go to the outlets. Don't chant. Stop chanting. No one go to the outlets.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious. I'm trying to think of some other stuff that's been Columbus.
Rage, do you know why Columbus sailed in the first place?
The school told me it was like Italy, but I know it wasn't really true.
I didn't say where he came from. You know why he did it.
You know where he intended to go, where he was trying to get to.
He was trying to get to America, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what the schools taught me.
No.
I hope they didn't teach you that.
Well, you know, it's Newark, so what can you do?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. The people who were on this land first
were Native Americans.
Okay, all right. Just wondering.
Yeah, they were Native Americans, and then Columbus and came and killed them and raped them and took their shit and basically settled here. And people now say that
Columbus
he discovered the New World, which was bullshit.
Okay, so he never. Okay. Surfer, you want to do it or you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
First of all,
he was trying to get to India. Okay, he thought if he went around the opposite way, he would end up in India, which is why Native Americans got called Indian. He never made it to the United States. He made it to one of the islands out there in the Caribbean. And then the motherfucker died swearing that he made it to India.
Well, look.
After,
like I said, it's Newark. Like I said, it's Newark schools. What do you want me to do?
Well, shit, you need to write a letter. Because that's unacceptable. They told
I'm
you.
I'm not writing a letter to Newark. The motherfuckers don't read.
So when the motherfuckers, I guess, it, obviously, and when the motherfuckers got here, they got wind of it. They got here, and they took corn and. In return, they gave the natives smallpox blankets.
I'm all for abolishing Columbus Day.
And the natives gave them maize. And then that shit happened. But I will tell you this, though. They said, is it the alcoholism or the suicide rate? Or no, the suicide. Which one is it that they said natives suffer heavy with?
It's alcoholism.
Alcoholism, that's it. It's some shit. But you ever heard of the $5 Indians?
That fire water.
Surfer, you ever heard of the $5 Indians?
Yes, I have, but I'm not sure what it is.
Alright, so the $5 Indians was back when they were starting to give Indians reparations. a lot of the white folks was like, well, fuck this, we can get some land too. So they were selling, they would give the Native Americans $5 to tell them, for them to say that they were part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could get land and shit and be on the reservation and get all that shit. So now you have all these dudes running around here that's straight up white folks, and they got feathers and shit. They be like, well, I'm Native American. And ain't shit Native American about them.
No, they really became Native Americans once they got the casinos.
Yeah. But took all their shit. Look, them up top, took their shit up the top, and the Mexicans down the bottom. And our ass over here working. Then said go back to Africa.
Oh, no. You know about the new textbooks, right?
I don't even know.
Oh.
No, because the textbooks lie.
A lot of textbooks are made in Texas. So there's a... They started writing textbooks saying that we came over during a worker migration from Africa.
Yeah, you know what?
Now you're calling slavery no more. It was a worker migration.
Well, I'll tell you this: there's a story out of California where a California mother. This just happened. The story was reported on October 7th. So you know. About a week ago, says that in her Playmobil pirate set, a Sacramento woman was furious after she discovered her 5-year-old had been playing with a pirate ship toy that included a dark-skinned figurine with a slave collar around its neck.
I showed you this, didn't you? Didn't I? I thought I tagged you in it. No, I forget. It's going.
I don't think you did. I found it, but either way, I mean, can I report it, or should I stop? Do you want to do it? I mean...
Go ahead.
I didn't know what was going on. You just... All right, here we go. Ida Lockett says she was assembling the Playmobil pirate ship that her son received for his birthday when she found a toy that appeared to be a black person with no shoes, tattered-looking clothes, and a slave collar around his neck. The ship also has a built-in dungeon where the slave could be kept. They painted this shit on it. It's definitely racist, Lockett told CB13. It told my son to put a slave cuff around the black character's neck and then to play with the toy. This is deplorable. This cannot be accepted and it needs to be pulled off the shelf. Neither Playmobil or the Toys R Us where the item was purchased would respond to the station's attempt to get a comment. They got a picture of it.
You're looking at it wrong, okay? They weren't slave ships. They were the first black pirates.
Yeah, we're looking at it completely wrong. See, what that was Black Peter Pan, right? Apparently. But I thought Black Peter Pan was Michael Jackson. I'm confused. Shit. I'm fucking confused now.
It is confusing.
I'm fucking confused. And if they make one more fucking... Speaking of Peter Pan, if they make one more fucking Peter Pan movie, I'm done.
Oh, that shit was horrible, man.
Did that come out already, the new one?
It came out last year. I watched it.
Bomb, too.
I watched it on bootleg. I fucking hated it.
Why the fuck won't they leave Peter Pan alone? You know, for the longest time, remember the Peter Pan that came on, the cartoon that came on in 1992?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the longest time, you know, I refused to watch that show because Hook had white hair, and I was so used to Captain Hook having black hair from back in the older cartoon.
Right.
So I refused to watch it just over that one little thing. And not to even say that the one with the black hair was like the original iteration. It was like, that's just what I was used to. So I was like, yeah, ain't watching it. But when you go back and watch some of those Disney movies, cartoons and stuff, a lot of that shit in there, you like, whoa, this is some creepy shit for a child to be watching. Like, watching Peter Pan made it seem like, when you go back and watch it now, it seems like all those children were dead. And like, he came and got them.
Peter Pan was a fucking asshole. Let's be honest. Yes.
No, you know who was an asshole? That fucking Tinkerbell. She tried to murder Wendy throughout that whole movie.
You're talking about the Peter Pan that came out a few years ago?
No, Peter Pan, we're talking about the Peter Pan, the old shit, when he wore the Disney one, the one they locked in the vault and all that shit.
I haven't seen that one, honestly.
The original Disney one.
I haven't seen the original Tinkerbell, Disney one. The Peter Pan that I saw was like a few years ago, and that's my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Well, you talking about the one with the little "Can't Catch Me and Make Me a Man"? That one.
Is it?
It came out like 2003 or some shit.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I can't stand that one.
Why? It's pretty good. It really is.
No. The one thing I think that was the most, the one that was the most, as far as Hook was like a very interesting take on Peter Pan.
That was the one Michael Jackson was supposed to do.
I know,
but he fucking wanted too much money,
which is crazy because he fucking appeared for at Men in Black for a scene. I wonder how much he got paid for that.
Billions.
Well, at that point, he wasn't getting movie roles, so him showing up in that was like, you know.
But you would think he would have. He's on record saying that he is Peter Pan. And speaking of Captain EO,
yeah, well, you know, Neverland Ranch.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. I am Peter Pan. I am Peter Pan. Listen. What is bleaching your skin? I have vitiligo. I'm Peter Pan. You know what they should have did? They should have did that about Guardians. They post a picture of that, and it's true. Captain EO was like the first Guardians of the Galaxy. That shit was cool.
You know that Peter Pan live? I didn't watch it, but I just put a link up to the video. Christopher Walken got his fucking lines and shit.
Oh shit!
That shit is comical. You watch it, man.
Some of these live things are as it can be turned to be a disaster. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Live or Ninja Turtles Live was a fucking disaster. But you know what they did a live version of? A play of? Like a the movie Heathers, which, Reed, you still didn't watch, have you?
Yes, I did, actually. I liked it a lot. You watched Heathers? Yes, I did.
What was your favorite part? When the dude blew himself out?
Yes, it was.
Christian Slater was off the hook, and I... Are you a Veronica? Veronica, I came here to kill you.
And I watched Dear Black People.
Dear Black People or Dear White People?
Dear White People, sorry.
Dear White People. So I don't want to ruin that movie. All I'm going to say is this. You think that movie one thing, and if anybody plans on watching it, which I'm pretty sure some people probably not, to just skip through the next 2 seconds because I'm about to say something. Anybody had time to fuck with her and her daddy issues? That's what the fuck that shit was with her.
What?
Daddy issues. That was some bullshit. But, Surfer, real quick, because I know Sunday there was no show for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm jumping shit back to Marvel. This is the geek in me coming out. I'm jumping shit back to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really looking forward to some of these newer titles coming out. So, and I miss you this year, buddy.
Came out last week.
I know. I went. I got some.
What you get? Well, you want to wait till Sunday?
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait so I can build on. You know, I can, you know, add to contribute to the show, but. I'll say that I missed you this year, buddy. We broke the streak, and Melina was there this year.
Those Mondo titties.
Oh, them Jugga juices, jalopies.
Well, I don't know why they moved your con so close to New York.
I don't remember it being that late in September. I thought it was like
it's usually like a month apart. And that shit was
It's usually. I was usually mid-September, I believe, right? Wasn't it like the 11th or something? Or like the... I forget when it was. Last. I don't know. Everything seemed close this year. Rage, they just had Newark Con, when? The end of last month?
Didn't go.
But, I mean, I know you didn't go, but when did they have it? That's what I'm asking. Shit.
September 3rd, something like that. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Thanks. Shit. All right, so my children, they discovered, they Columbus'd, just some shows and shit like they show, and they were watching Boy Meets World. I mean, Girl Meets World. And I was like, oh, you know, that show used to be a show called Boy Meets World. They were like, really? So I went back and showed them clips of it because, you know, they're young, so they have no clue. And what the hell happened? His name is Ben Savage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck happened to his nose?
Don't know.
I mean, speaking of Disney, Pinocchio. What the fuck? Look at his nose. When he was a child, and look at his nose now. He looks like, what's that movie Steve Martin played?
Where he was doing the Sarah role.
Where he had the nose.
Yeah, that movie was based off Sarah.
That was Roxanne.
What?
Wasn't that Roxanne?
Roxanne.
It was Roxanne.
This is where Echelon. I need some work from Echelon.
You ever read that book, Rage?
Hell no.
Of course course not, because they don't teach you anything in school.
No, because I actually read stuff I'm interested in.
No, there's some reading. It was schools used to make you read certain books.
Yeah, and I did.
You ever read Black Like Me?
No.
Say it again. No. Wait. Say that again, Surfer.
Black Like Me.
That's why you put so much effort into saying that shit.
No, I read what I wanted. I didn't. No, I don't do that summer reading shit.
So you didn't have.
I read. I just didn't read what they wanted me to read.
That's your problem.
But I found my way around it. Script notes, man.
Script notes don't teach you shit.
Well, guess what? It got me to do my homework, my summer homework, a lot faster so I can enjoy my summer.
Yeah, but did you learn it? Did you comprehend?
I did what I needed to do, and I'm glad I did it.
Sir, how long has it been since you... It'd been, next year it'll be 20 years I've been out of high school. Rage, how long has it been since you've been out of high school?
2012, I graduated, so what, 3 years?
So you mean tell me that when we were doing that WCW roundtable, you were still in school?
Yep.
Wow.
What?
No, just curious. Because I didn't realize the date until AA and me and AA had communicated, and then I was like, shit, 2012.
Been out of high school about 31 years.
Oh, you guys communicated. Oh.
Wow. Me and AA communicated?
Y'all communicated?
AA sent me a text message. Yeah, I got one from him. Didn't get one from you. That's uncanny. Well, I didn't.
No, because I thought you just, you know, totally didn't want to talk to me. Oh. I wanted to give you your space, but.
Well, how many times did you call me, and how many days did you call me?
Okay, wait.
I'm asking because you said you want to give me my space, but it sounds like that.
All right.
No, because you keep wanting to go here. You got something to say?
No, I didn't want to go. I'm not going anywhere. Sir.
I want to know because.
Sir. Sir.
No.
Sir, I'm not going anywhere with this.
I mentioned me and AA, we talked about, we were conversing about, and then here you come with, oh, you talked to AA. You didn't talk to me. Why didn't you talk to the AA? You talked to the AA, but you didn't talk to me. So what you gotta say, man?
Because I did leave stories in your inbox, and you know they kind of went like unreplied, but that's cool.
Okay, you can see when someone sees your stuff in the inbox. Did you see where I saw it? Did I see any of this stuff?
Did you see? I don't know. Did you see it?
Usually in Facebook, when someone sends you something, it'll say seen at a time. So go back to your stuff. Did I see any of your stuff?
Let's check the Facebook.
Tell me if I saw anything. Let me know.
It
sounds like you got something to say, and I'm ready.
No, you didn't. I sent you one story on October 7th. You saw that.
October 7th.
But everything else after October 8th.
Give me some dates and times, please.
All right, let's see. October 8th at 1:23 p.m. I sent two. October 8th at 1:40 p.m. I sent two. October 9th at 6:13 p.m. I sent one. October 9th at 8:29 p.m. I sent one. Saturday at 11:15 a.m. I sent one. Saturday at 8:37 p.m. I sent one. Today I sent one at 8:18 p.m.
Oh, lovely. Now,
I really wanted to talk to you about that one.
Okay, that coupled with the phone call I received today at work at approximately, I think you mentioned, I think AA earlier, didn't he say he called me or text? He called me, like, he named how many times he called me and blah, blah, blah. Does that sound like he was trying to give me any space? That's where I'm confused.
Today.
So you called me quite a few times a day, you said, and then you sent me messages all throughout the week, which I didn't see. And you're telling me you were attempting to give me space.
Yeah, okay, because isn't that what we usually do? We just put stories.
Just answer your question. I'm just going by what you just told me. You said you were attempting. Let's go and see these messages that you sent me. Okay. Shook Knight. My Rage Against the Machine. Media Takeouts. You raised the streets for love. You and y'all happy to ruin. Texas Man smokes aesthetic weed. You talked about that. Real Compton shot. No, Facebook video. Oh, here's one. Cali Man Philly shot. Mom sliced heart document. Okay. Got complained about heart on marijuana. Hazen video plus stripper sex. Okay. All right. What would you like to talk about, Rage? Because I see you want this to be about you. Who do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about me.
Yeah, let's go ahead, Rage, because you're not going to be satisfied, content, unless it's about you.
Unless it's let's about talk me. About,
Surfer, really? Cater to him for a minute, because see, he even chuckles and laughs, because this is what he
wants. No, that's not what I want.
No.
I want this to be about us.
Let's give Rage what he wants.
Oh, I want this to be about us.
Each content. Let's do that. Let's do it.
Let's do it, dude.
Let's talk about what Rage wants to talk about. Let's talk about a Kardashian, because I know that's another. Go ahead, let's hear Rage.
I don't want to talk about a Kardashian. Go ahead, you can talk enough about Kardashians on this show.
Okay, let's talk about what you want to talk about. Let's hear it, Rage. What do you want to talk about, dude?
Want to talk about shit tonight?
See, all this talk about stuff that happened prior to Rage being born, he don't like that shit, Surfer, because he can't.
Rage being born?
He didn't exist yet, so he can't. He can't bring himself into it.
Can't comprehend.
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't even want to deal with
wait,
it.
Wait, excuse me. Wait.
Let's talk about Rage and what he want to talk about. Let's talk about Peter Pan from 2003. Let's do that shit.
Hey, man, Peter Pan from 2003 was a pretty good movie.
Oh, of course, because you were there. Why wouldn't it be? Fucking splendid. Yeah.
It's Peter Pan. Don't knock it.
I've seen it.
You have?
Oh, I've seen it.
It's a pretty good movie.
As you were.
Okay. No, as you were.
No, let's go. We want to hear about Rage and his world.
You wanted to be a lost boy, Rage?
Did I want to be a lost boy?
Yes.
No. How was your week, Lee?
My week was fine. Why are you concerned about my week?
No, does I care?
Do you care? What do you care about me, Reed?
What do I care about, Lee? I care that he's one of probably the only few people in the world that deal with me and the person that I am on a consistent basis and has not decided to jab a knife through my throat. I care that Lee is smart and intellectual.
Oh. You didn't care enough to find out where I was the day, though, did you?
Oh, God. Okay, but all right, Lee.
That's all right, good. Though. That's okay. That's it's fine. Thanks for giving me my space. And your
I
own
did, space. I gave right? you your space.
You did.
Did I not?
You did.
I mean, did I not?
I mean, even your homeboy.
Just, you know,
your homeboy sent me numerous. Even your homeboy, who I rarely talk to, he sent me numerous messages checking in on me.
Who?
Your buddy.
Who?
Your buddy who attempted to troll me all last week.
Oh, Rex.
Yeah, I got a bunch of messages from him. Not one.
Sorry, but wasn't it you that said me and you are not to speak until next show?
I said that.
Abided by that.
I said that.
Yeah, off the record, but yeah, you said that.
You didn't hear me say that.
Yes, I did.
Then why did you attempt to contact me all week then?
First of all, I left you the stories in the inbox. I called you today. Like you said,
you know what? You ought to be thanking Surfer right now for filling in.
I do. I thank Surfer.
I'm glad, because, you know, I was just ready to be. I called AA, and I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done. I'm done with this show. I'm done with Rage. I'm done.
I got
that show. Then AA sent me a copy of my contract, because, you know, and it said that, you know how you have it, you know, back in the day when, I don't know if Rage knows this or not, so he might get upset by not being able to understand this. Remember back in the day, Surfer on like shows like Ricky Lake or something, when somebody would get, or Springer, somebody would get mad, and they'd walk off, and you'd be like saying to yourself, well, if that was me, I would have just went home. And then you see him come back like 10 minutes later.
Yep.
you realize either money was involved or they signed a contract, something happened to get them to come back out, right?
Yeah, because they don't want to get kicked out of the hotel room. That's what it is.
Exactly. So
they don't want to lose their per diem.
So when AA, because you know AA, he knows how to draft these contracts. When he sent me highlighted my contract that said that, you know, I have committed to a certain amount of episodes, a certain amount of days, hours, you know, I had no choice. And while he was sitting up there dealing with what you were doing, I was getting emails, and I had until I had to do at least half of the show in order to be cool. So that's why I showed up tonight. But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here.
All right.
Because I feel like, yo, I done bent over backwards for you on too many occasions. And the treatment that you give me is just unacceptable. Well,
okay.
I still never received an apology, but you know, it's all what is it?
I did not?
No,
you didn't receive an apology?
That's the thing. You never did.
I literally. Didn't I say I was sorry earlier today? Like on the show?
Nope.
Wow.
You saying it now is the first time these words have left your mouth.
Wow.
You know what you did say? You said, I'm joking about 30 times. It was a joke. It was a joke. But you never said, Lee, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. I see.
Am I wrong for asking for one?
Well, I see. No, I apologize, Lee. I won't do it again. I won't even do it.
I'd ask for all that because I'm sure you
would. No.
I would like to know if something here is something sincere.
It is sincere. Trust me, it's sincere.
We're supposed to be homeboys, right? But let's just put this shit out there on the real. There ain't no sense of doing it behind the scenes. We're supposed to be homeboys, right? But there have been times before when I felt like, you know, you may have been disappointed with me or whatever because I said something. Maybe I came across a little too harsh, and I've said, you know what, man, I apologize if I offended you. I've done that. I know I have. But you, man, it was a joke, man. It was a fucking joke. Oh. Then on top of that, dude, we've been homeboys for like 2 years now. Mm. And last week, dude,
I mean, y'all on your second show together.
Yeah, second show. And yo, he chose Rex over me. Yo, that's some crazy shit.
I chose Rex over you. Oh, wow, man. Oh,
I'm going to tell you why. Because it is no joke. It's out there. We were going to do a little joke on Rex last week. Right? Surfer, you know we joke with you. You know it's all in love. You know we don't mean no malice or nothing like that.
I know y'all bring my name up for the ratings. I get it.
He's going to say that I didn't want to mess with Rex.
So when it came time for Rex, oh, he fucking choked. I'm not going to do that shit, no. If you want to do it, you guys go right on ahead. I just can't. There's no way. There is no fucking way I can do this. No.
If it's going to make you feel good, the fuck with Rex, then you know what, fine. Go.
No, it wasn't the fact that it was just Rex. It was the fact that, like, I was like, yo, we give it to Surfer on a weekly, yo. And it's like...
Did he get butt tight or he just got
You can go back and hear it on the air.
Like, I heard it. I heard last week's show. Or did he get heartless?
Wow.
Who are you talking about, Rex?
No. Did Rage get butt tight last week or he got heartless?
Oh. What he did was he asked me a series of questions. And the thing that was disturbing was not exactly what he did. It was the time and effort he put into what he did. And the fact that he just created that shit. So the crazy part was he knows, very few people know what I do. And that's not something that's public. You know what I'm saying? But Rage knows. He's one of the people that knows. So certain things that could be out there could be damaging career-wise. And this motherfucker was going to go and put something out there.
I wasn't going to
so
take
that. So that's what pissed me off. Otherwise, I could care less because I would have thought it was funny. I would have thought it was funny otherwise. It wasn't a situation where it was like, oh no, because it's me, don't do it. No, it's because, like, the type of work that I do. So this dude went a little bit too far with that shit. And there are limits for people there are some people that we just, I'll give you a prime example, like Nixon, for example. I joke with Nixon, boom, 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 on the show, but I'm not going to go too far because. At the end of the day, he's still part of the Rant EM group. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. Now, if he wasn't, then I wouldn't give a fuck. Just like AA probably wouldn't give a fuck if he wasn't. So that's how it was. Rage did some other shit. You just don't cross a certain limit, and he should know better. But you know, it was too well put together. Double A saw it was too well put together.
Lee, I felt the pain, the hurt in your voice last week at the end of that show, man. Wow. It really came through the television.
It was disappointment, is what it was. It was disappointment because Rage went. You know what? It's like one of them situations where it's like, how can I put it? You know how they say, it's certain things. Like if an enemy do some shit, it's like, oh, you expect that shit from them. But when it's somebody you cool with, it's like, well, damn, this motherfucker got some shit that could really destroy you if he wanted to. That's the type of shit. And if you saw what he wrote and how he typed all that shit up, and said, I was like, this motherfucker is on some other shit. And he just thought it was so funny. So, yeah, I was done with Rage for a while. I was like, I talked to Rage on my time. And he knew he was wrong. That's why he kept trying to contact me. Well, all he kept saying was, it was a joke, Lee. But Lee was simply a joke. Oh, hell, Lee. Come on, Lee. Come on, Lee, Lee, Lee. Come on, Lee. Hit my Lee. But never did he like, yo, dude. It was nothing sincere. All he could say was, I never published anything, Lee. So I was like, I'm done with his ass. I told Double A, I don't even know if I could stomach hear his voice tonight, because he trifling. And that's when Double A, he had to scramble, and you know, luckily you've helped out Freaks and Geeks on numerous occasions, Surfer, so I do appreciate that. from helping with the group page to but
take it easy, Ned.
Oh shit, I'm done, Double A. No. Double A, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, Double A. So yeah, I'm just what you laughing at, Surfer? What?
Don't do that no more, man.
Do what?
And make that sorry.
The
voice you make when he's doing Rage.
Oh, that's how he was. If people don't know, if people don't, I'll say, damn, it's like you got SARS. What's going on? No, after we go off, certain things, if Double A kept rolling. Certain things that said isn't suitable for radio, but it's hilarious. And this just hasn't happened on this show. It's happened on the rant too. Like, if Double A was to publish any of that shit or have any of that shit recorded, like, people would just, from fucking Grimace to all types of shit. And shit, that goes along with the Grimace thing. It goes right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he is. Like, we'll be talking about Rage. I hear you. Look, I hear you. Double A, I hear you. I hear you, Double A. Don't leave. Fuck. Fuck off, Lee. It's like, yo. So, there's been times when, you know how Double A was earlier in the show? How he just fucking stormed off? There have been times when both of us have done that when the show has been over. And there's been times when Rage has done the same thing. I mean, there was once when, you remember when he fucking abandoned the show once? Why you on there when he just fucking, I gotta go. So, yeah, we've went through a lot of shit for this, what, 34 episodes, is it? And this, like you said, we two shows in. He abandoned me on Old Head versus Young Buck. And that was his show. That was his show, and I was helping him with his show. Old Head versus Young Buck was not my show. It wasn't even a dual show. That was Rage's show because he wanted a show so bad, and I said, I'll help you out with that show.
Give me input, Lee. Input.
So I did fucking input. Johnny, you know what happened?
Johnny number five.
Oh, you know what? I've had it. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm just done. So anyway, Rage, I hope next week we can get back to business as usual. Now look, now he's not saying shit. Mm-hmm. See, this is the game.
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem.
That's how you handle all your shit.
Okay. Rage, next week, you'll have more hair.
Shut up, sir.
He want to handle his shit like Ernie every time.
Okay. Okay. Early, surely, whatever, Lee. Sure. Whatever you say, Lee. Sure. Oh, you know what? You gotta live the way you gotta live.
That's how he handled his shit. So you know what? It's all about Rage and how he wants things. So I'm a guest tonight. I'm a guest on Freaks and Effing Geeks tonight. I enjoyed y'all's show. It sounded great. So I'm listening. I'm just patiently listening. What's been going on around the network, Rage? I don't know what's going on.
So, this is Rant EM Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't have no more news stories?
No, I don't. It's 1 o'clock and I gotta go. This is Rant EM Radio. We have some very good programming coming up this week. And it continues tomorrow with Rick Dar and McWrestling from Talk Brunch. I do encourage you to listen to the show. I've been listening to their past episodes. They are fantastic. They are hilarious. And I, like I said, I encourage you to listen to them. They are on tomorrow at 8. Then you got Rant and Wrestling with Mofo Magic, Pootie, and Ginger. Yeah, it's boring. Yeah, my plugs are boring. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, as I was saying, Rant and Wrestling, Thursdays at 9 o'clock. And then you got Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Phil Ray, and Dave Mega Powers. That's at 9 o'clock on Fridays. Super Mutant Comic Book Show. Sorry. See? Because now I'm all fucked up. Like, Saturdays, the Wrestling Call-In Show.
Like with anything William is different. Morgan.
With William Morgan and Big Tom.
I play a death march.
Show. Surfer and Jordan, 5 o'clock. Next Tuesday will be a very special day. It is a triple header Tuesday. It starts off with the Rant at 8, and then at 9:30 will be their Spaceballs roundtable. I don't know anything about Spaceballs, nor do I care, but that's you know, Spaceballs.
Of course, it was before your time, so why would you care?
Because I don't like Spaceballs. Mm-hmm. But
if it came out 2003, you'd be all over it.
Okay, cool. All right. And then we'll be back.
Great, you want to do a Pootie Tang roundtable? So,
30. Nobody's up for it. We'll be back. We'll be back next Tuesday at 11 o'clock with another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. Follow all the group pages associated with the network. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever we're available. The next time we will be bringing you pay-per-view coverage. It's for WWE Hell in a Cell on Sunday, October the 19th. It starts with the pre-show at 7 o'clock. The chat room will be open. And we will end the night with the post show at 11 o'clock. And that's all I have to say.
So dry. And William Morgan, he got something to say. He said in the chat room with 4 fucking question marks, can you please plug my show? You didn't last time. Then he said thank you. You know, but it sounds like that fucking the end of the Incredible Hulk. That's what it sounds like when Bill Bixby trying to catch a ride and shit.
So for me, Rage, for Double A.
Oh, fuck, you did just cut me off while I was speaking.
Yeah, so for Lee, for
Motherfucker,
Surfer, for Double A, Rage, thank you for joining us tonight. And we will see you next Tuesday night for another episode
of Epic. Of Epic. Me and Rage next week. Epic.
Later, everybody.
Next time we'll bring you pay-per-view coverage will be on Sunday, April 26th for Extreme Rules. Coverage begins at 7 with the post-show. The chat room will be open during the event and we'll end the night with a post-show at 11 o'clock.
Where's that kind of energy at?
Yeah, where's that enthusiasm? He sounds so enthused in there. So today he sound like shit. Fucking Ben Stein.
This is the last week on Earth. Life is
I am the king of bacon.
Hey, you want to know what's in here? Look.
You like that girl from Beetlejuice.
I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this on air or not. I probably would have to ask AA first. But I'll just put it this way. So Rage had a suggestion that he had put out. And of course the suggestion revolved around something he did, of course. It was surrounded around something he did. The double H's plea.
Yeah.
I don't know double A. I think Surfer and I might have to come back together and do that wrap up episode of Epic because
Well, you know, Lee, I might as well put this out there now.
Taking something from Phil, I'll say this. My co-host has been the drizzling shits, and yours has been batshit crazy. Maybe we should just do one episode together one day.
My sidekick is abandoning me, okay? So I need some fillings for October.
You're like the type of person that won't pay child support, but go on.
25th and November 1st, okay? He thinks that he works so hard that he can take off and go and have vacations on my time. All right. So, anybody want to fill in on those 2 weekends? You know, I will put the word out soon.
Yeah. What days are they again?
October 25th and November 1st.
I might be able to. We'll talk. I've set aside the time. We'll talk. Is one of those a pay per view?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll definitely talk, Surfer.
And you know, he just might not have no home to come back to. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, last time Steve Rome pulled some shit like that, I saw what you did to him. But me and Steve Rome, we I'm cool with Steve Rome, but I know you're not playing when it comes to
Steve Rome. He won't talk to me.
Well, your treatment of Steve Rome, you treat him like shit.
I don't treat him like shit. He's into video games. He's always playing video games.
That sounds like my son. I can't pay him to read a comic. I had a guy let him read a comic today, and he was like, am I done with this shit?
We have a mutual friend, and she can't get him to talk to him. So.
Wow.
I don't know why that sounds so eerily familiar.
Rage, any luck finding the long-lost person we've been looking for? Any luck locating that person? Breach?
Yeah,
is he gone, Double A?
No, he's there. I think he's playing with himself.
Or he's in the shadows again.
Yeah, he's there.
With the lights off.
The lights off on the floor.
In the dark, steaming, hair growing back in, a little bit at a time.
Over there working up a sweat. Hey, look, Rage.
They're going to respect me.
They're going to respect me.
He's going to go to work with dyed scalp.
Hey, just real talk, Rage, and not trying to. This is real and serious shit. Not trying to talk shit. Be careful dyeing your hair, buddy. If you don't do that shit right, you might wake up one morning with a gift.
Forget that. We already told him. But the amount he's doing it, he's going to wake up with a gift. But he doesn't listen. So what for? Why are you wasting your breath, Lee?
I don't know. I want to know. I need Rage to tell me about if it was something that we were trying to do. I need Rage to tell me if he was able to secure the deal. I'm gonna put it in Skype so you can see. I don't want to say it out loud.
He's with his thumb in his mouth. No.
You think he was able to do it, Double A?
No.
I want to do it at least one time.
I'm sure he hasn't even tried.
He says he has. He says that he's... But, Rage. So he's fucking ignoring me. See, I had the reason to be pissed, and I got on the air. I didn't ignore him. I stayed professional. I didn't ignore him once, but he's just going to You're going to act like you're four, huh? You're going to be four age?
Yep.
Fine, fuck it. You know what? Thanks, Foot Surfer, for what you did tonight. Thank you so much, Double A.
You know what? Normally, I would say you're welcome. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Well,
you know, I'm here for you, buddy.
I appreciate
it. Somebody got to be here for you.
I know, and I really appreciate it. And I know if there's two people, there's a handful, probably a little bit more than a handful, I will say, that's on this network that I can, you know, I know they genuinely care. So I do thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and shut my mouth now because, you know, it's already 11 minutes past. Thank you all. Thank you.